The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Women's Playbook. From football to basketball, from the boardroom to the field, these women are shaking up sports, redefining the rules, and inspiring us all. Black women have always been the blueprint, whether making moves on the hardwood or signing million-dollar deals in the boardroom. They know how to make the magic happen. The embodiment of power and grace, they dazzle us at the helm of teams like the Las Vegas Aces, which under President Nikki Fargas secured its second consecutive WNBA championship this year, or they show their expertise in the corporate world like mom-ager Felicia Jones, who inked a five-year, $260 million contract for her son, quarterback Lamar Jackson, making him the highest paid player in NFL by average annual salary. Meet the Trailblazers, who are smashing through barriers and lighting the way for other women to follow. The power players who appear here possesses an innate knowledge of how to shape the world by infusing it with their tenacity and brilliance. They have not just redefined the game, but they've also become iconic leaders, role models, and catalysts for change. From football courts that pulse with energy to sprawling fields of dreams, from the grand stages of the Olympics to the hallowed halls of sports management, these women are rewriting the rule book and making the realm of sports better each day. For our Essence Black Women in Sports Leadership list, we have highlighted the MVPs who have reinvented the game in ways that are anything but ordinary. Kiki Baker Barnes, PhD, Commissioner of the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference, age 48, current city, New Orleans, leading the way in advancing collegiate sports programs. Baker Barnes' contributions have earned her recognition from the New Orleans Pelicans and helped her win the prestigious Under Armour Athletic Director of the Year award in 2019. She first stepped into her current role in 2019, working as an interim commissioner. She assumed the title officially in 2022, becoming the first African American female commissioner in the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, NAIA, and the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference, GCAC. Asata Conway, title, Head Volleyball Coach of the Mississippi Valley State University Devils. Age 30, current city, Itabena, Mississippi. Proud HBCU alum and former Howard Bison, Coach Conway is now playing it forward. She's already racked up numerous accolades, including being named as one of the top 50 volleyball players of all time in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, MEAC, and winning the 2014 All-State Sugar Bowl MVP title during her debut season coaching the Delta Devils. She is working to build a team with a goal to conquer the Southwestern Athletic Conference, SWAC, next year. Jennifer King, title Assistant Running Backs Coach of the Washington Commanders, age 39, current city, Ashburn, Virginia. King has posted many firsts. In 2020, she made history as the first Black woman assistant position coach for the Washington Commanders. A year later, she became the first Black woman to serve as a primary position coach in an NFL game. Her road to the NFL included stints with the Carolina Panthers and the Tops Alliance of American Football. From 2006 to 2017, King was a seven-time All-American quarterback and wide receiver for the Carolina Phoenix women's tackle football team. Autumn Lockwood, title Associate Performance Coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, age 30, current city, Philadelphia. Lockwood made a pivotal play in her career by getting hired as an associate performance coach with the Philadelphia Eagles during the 2023 offseason after having joined the organization as a strength and conditioning associate the year prior. Before working with the Eagles, Lockwood held sports performance roles at the University of Houston, East Tennessee State, and University of Nevada, Las Vegas football programs. She also contributed to strength and conditioning efforts for the University of Arizona's Olympic sports. Lindsay Harding, title Head Coach of the Stockton Kings, age 39, current city, Sacramento, California. After four seasons as an assistant and player development coach for the Sacramento Kings, Harding is now at the helm of the Stockton Kings, the NBA G League affiliate of the NBA team. She started in the NBA in 2018 as a full-time NBA scout, the first Black woman to do so. In 2019, she became a player development coach for the Philadelphia 76ers. The former top pick in the 2007 WNBA draft, she's played internationally in Turkey, Lithuania, and Russia, and even made an appearance at the 2016 Summer Olympics with the Belarus women's national team. Nicole Lynn, title President of Football Operations for Clutch Sports Group, age 35, current city, Boulder, Colorado. Lynn's reputation precedes her. With her law license in hand, she embarked on a dual career as an attorney and a certified NFLPA and NBPA sports agent. She became the first Black woman to represent a top three NFL draft pick in 2019 when she represented defensive tackle Quinn Williams. The following year, she did it again, representing consecutive top 10 NFL draft picks. Among her notable achievements was brokering a record-breaking five-year, $255 million deal for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who became one of the NFL's highest-paid players. Sid Marshall, title CEO of the Dallas Mavericks, age 64, current city, Dallas. Marshall has served as CEO of the Dallas Mavericks since March 2018, when she became the first Black woman CEO in the NBA. Under her guidance, the Mavericks are winning both on and off the court. In 2022, the Mavs won the NBA Inclusion Leadership Award due to the franchise's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Marshall is on several corporate boards, and her achievements have earned her recognition by Forbes as one of the world's most inspiring female leaders in 2021. Her first book, You've Been Chosen, was nominated for an NAACP Image Award. Nikki Fargus, title President of the Las Vegas Aces, age 51, current city, Las Vegas. Fargus is creating a Cinderella story with the Las Vegas Aces, where she hopes to build a dynasty. A pivotal part of the Lady Vols NCAA championship victory in 1991, she then transitioned from player to coach, leading UCLA to two NCAA tournament appearances and earning a Pac-12 Coach of the Year title in 2010. For a decade, Fargus helmed the LSU women's basketball team, guiding them to six NCAA tournament appearances. In her current role, she has steered the Aces to unparalleled success with the top WNBA game attendance, the league's first purpose-built facility, and the franchise's two consecutive WNBA championship wins. Rashida Gale, title founder, 26 Entertainment, age 32, current city, Atlanta. Gale has made it her life's work to contribute to the sports industry in a positive way. She's steering the ship at 26 Entertainment, TSE, a sports marketing agency that represents athletes from Major League Soccer players to pro boxers. As the first Black woman to independently represent NFL and MLS players as the VP of Talent Marketing at GSE Worldwide, Gale also co-founded Bloom, an empowerment resource designed to help women shatter barriers. Jaya Thomas, Esquire, title founder of Diverse Representation, age 43, current city, Los Angeles. Thomas is fighting the good fight and working to create more equitable representation for Black stars through diverse representation, advocating for increased Black presence in sports and entertainment through the hiring of Black agents, attorneys, managers, and publicists. Notably, her inaugural Black Ownership in Sports Symposium counseled Black professionals on the intricacies of acquiring and owning professional sports teams. In 2023, the brand introduced a new holiday, National Black Women in Sports Day, on July 7th, dedicated to celebrating the achievements of Black women in sports. Sandra Douglas Morgan, title President of the Las Vegas Raiders, age 45, current city, Las Vegas. Douglas Morgan is in the sports vanguard, president of the Las Vegas Raiders, and the first Black female team president in the history of the NFL. She also serves as the vice chair of the Super Bowl host committee and as a trustee for the UNLV Foundation. The pioneering Black female team president is committed to ensuring that she paves the way for many more Black women to follow in her footsteps. Tori Miller, title VP of Player Personnel and Basketball Intelligence of the Atlanta Hawks, age 33, current city, Atlanta. Despite her 5'2 stature, Miller has made colossal strides as the first ever female general manager in the NBA G League. Her journey in sports management has included an internship with the Phoenix Suns and a general manager position with the College Park Skyhawks. Her rapid ascent in the basketball world led to the Atlanta Hawks appointing her vice president of player personnel basketball intelligence, solidifying her position as one of the highest ranking women in NBA front office roles. Tanisha Wright, title head coach of the Atlanta Dream, age 40, current city Atlanta. In 2022, Wright transitioned from her WNBA playing career to take over as head coach of the Atlanta Dream. A 2005 first round draft pick, Wright was a guard with the Seattle Storm for a decade, with 9 consecutive playoff appearances and a championship. She also played with the New York Liberty and Minnesota Lynx before retiring. In her debut season, Wright earned the Associated Press Coach of the Year award and clinched second place in the WNBA Kia Coach of the Year ranking. Amber Nichols, title General Manager of the Capital City Go-Go, age 31, current city Washington, D.C. Since the 2020-2021 season, Nichols has held the role of GM for the Capital City Go-Go, the NBA G League affiliate of the Washington Wizards. She started with Go-Go in their 2018-2019 season when she assumed the role of Director of Basketball Operations at 26. As GM, she became only the second woman in management in NBA G League history. She holds the distinction of being the sole Black female GM in the league and is one of 3 women in total. Under Nichols, 10 players received NBA call-ups and the team reached the second round of playoffs in 2022 and 2023. The next article is titled Essence at 53. As we approach the magazine's 54th anniversary of illuminating the past, celebrating the present, and charting a bold future, we reflect on what it took to get here. Launched in May 1970, Essence is a living testament to Black progress and a beacon of Black empowerment. Few publicists can claim such a legacy. Now, as we stand on the cusp of our 54th year, it seems only fitting to reflect on the journey so far and to appreciate the foundation upon which this house was built. The genesis of Essence was an alchemy of creativity, passion, and vision that birthed a magazine in which Black people saw ourselves in ways that were truly magical. As OWN's 5-episode docuseries, Time of Essence, retraces the publication's history, it's evident that its founding editors were inspired by a mission to uplift and serve that continues even now. As the architects of these grand design, staffers weren't just putting out a magazine, they were shaping a purpose, one that would echo through generations and become a touchstone of culture, identity, and advancement for Black people everywhere. Time of Essence follows the magazine through its first 5 decades with accounts from founders, dedicated editors, cultural icons, and other visionaries who were there for Essence's most pivotal moments. Essence originally envisioned for Black women by 4 Black men emerged in response to major national and global crises of the 1960s, including the death of Martin Luther King Jr. and the Vietnam War. Before the magazine became the beloved brand we know, the owners considered naming the glossy new magazine Sapphire, after Sapphire Stevens, the character played by Ernestine Wade on the Amos and Andy show. It was Ruth Ross, the first editor-in-chief, who came up with the now iconic name Essence. Later, under Marsha Ann Gillespie editorial leadership, Essence gained credibility by collaborating with Black creators like legendary photographer Gordon Parks. Even with Ronald Reagan in the White House coining the pejorative welfare queens to refer to Black women, they continued to rise above stereotypes. They ushered in their own renaissance in the 1980s, marked by more Black women than ever earning college degrees. To challenge the stereotype, then Essence editor-in-chief Daryl Roster Alexander ran an excerpt of Toni Morrison's Tar Baby in the magazine, sparking much fanfare. Soon after, Susan L. Taylor took the helm, bringing yet more compelling voices to the page. Her editor's letter, In the Spirit, was beloved by Black women across the diaspora. The decade was filled with firsts. The first Black Miss USA, Carol Gist, May Carol Jemison, the first Black woman to take a trip to space, and Carol Moseley Braun, the first Black woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Essence would add to that history by inaugurating the Essence Awards, and when Essence celebrated its 25th anniversary in 1995, it staged the Essence Festival in New Orleans. Editor-in-Chief Taylor used the magazine to initiate vital conversations on topics from Black love to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Though initially slow to embrace hip-hop's rise, Essence co-founder Ed Lewis briefly considered buying Vibe. In 2000, he negotiated a deal in which Time Inc. purchased 49% of the company for $143 million. Time Inc. acquired the rest of the company's shares 5 years later. Following the buyout from Time Inc., Essence fought to maintain its editorial vision and authenticity. Nonetheless, the brand continued to innovate, launching its annual Black Women in Hollywood Awards. The magazine also highlighted the Black Lives Matter movement in 2015 and appeared in Will Packer's Girls Trip. The next article is titled Resume Rundown: Kirby Porter. The Harvard basketball alum is merging a passion for sports with a tech twist to help support athletic startups. Kirby Porter is an award-winning entrepreneur with expertise in athletics, having gained recognition through her roles at Meta, LinkedIn, and Sports Business Journal. The New Game Labs founder now empowers women in athletics by providing advice and opportunities during other athletic careers. With suitable investments, women's sports can have so much value and impact on the business landscape, especially when it comes to startups and venture capital, says Porter. And that's just the beginning. We caught up with Porter to discuss her journey, sports and AI, and the impact of new game labs. Essence asks the question, what was your first job and what were the skills you learned there that have guided your career? Kirby Porter responded, my first full-time job was in brand marketing for Mountain Dew at PepsiCo. In that role, I learned to identify ways to be an entrepreneur and to advocate for my passion for sports. That eventually led to me being placed on the NBA partnership team in my second year at Pepsi. Essence asked the question, after working in tech and maneuvering through AI, what are your thoughts on the platform and how it can holistically impact what you do? Porter responded, AI is there to serve as a co-pilot by enhancing your already existing creative capabilities. As it relates to athletes, you are seeing a lot of AI being implemented in branding or in physical training. I am a huge advocate of educating athletes on how to leverage new technology. Essence asks the next question. You achieved success at Meta, LinkedIn, and PepsiCo. What advice would you give anyone interested in landing a job at these companies, especially in light of the end of affirmative action? Porter replied, it's really about finding support. I was in a management leadership program, and it was pivotal for me because such programs help you understand what you need to know and the people you need to know. So much of it is a networking game. Essence asked another question. Through New Game Labs, you are helping startups build an athletic market. What impact has NGL had as you close in on your second year? Porter responded, I've been fortunate to partner with a lot of startups coming to the market in what I call the athletes economy. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.